This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
On this Monday afternoon, let's check the weather forecast here on the Closing Market Report. Mark Russo from Chicago, Illinois and Chesapeake Energy is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
It's a beautiful day this afternoon, but I'm told, at least by reading the forecast, that it's going to turn ugly much sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we see a major winter storm here on tap here for Illinois, let alone the entire Midwest, which is now cranking up and across the Southern Plains region. And that will begin to influence us here during the late morning and afternoon hours here across areas of central, northern, and southern Illinois, moving from west to east. And thus, we'll see kind of a mix of rain, sleet, and freezing rain across some of the southern listening areas here. Before then changing on over to all snow, and that'll continue through the overnight hours ending on Wednesday morning.
Oh, that sounds on Tuesday morning, you mean?
I'm sorry, that'll be ending on Wednesday morning
after starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, so it will be ugly. So I need to know one thing in particular from you, because tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, I'll be leaving Champaign heading towards St. Louis for a 6 o'clock in the evening Ag Outlook panel there. How rough is it going to be?
Hope there are some contingency plans here, since looks like the timing here. We'll try to keep the storm moving as slow as possible here for you, Todd.
Yeah,
but
thanks.
Yeah, try to leave as early as possible if you can.
Oh, as early as possible as I get done here in, another 2 minutes? Tomorrow, that is. And the earliest I can get out of here is about 3. So we'll see how that works. We'll play that all by ear. About the rest of the week, what's it look like?
Well, the rest of the week here actually looks pretty quiet, albeit cold, as we don't have any other major storm events here on the heels of this imminent one. But this colder-than-normal pattern here that's evolved here recently, that looks to stay in place here over the next couple of weeks, as well as the general stormy pattern continues, although, as I mentioned here, kind of quiet the rest of the week, but we do see some additional systems moving through next week.
No, the stormy is not so bad. We could always use a little more rainfall, at least at the moment. Turn your attention to South America very quickly. How are they doing as they head through the beginning of their harvest season?
Well, across Brazil, where harvesting is taking place, we do have improvement in some of the harvest progress of late here in Mato Grosso, which has turned dry over the past week and will continue, although we do see wetter conditions here returning to Mato Grosso as we look ahead into the early part of March. So some disruptions of early harvest progress there. Argentina continues to see their crop develop here, especially soybeans going through the critical yield sensitive stage here for pod development. And they're in improving mode here as the patterns turn more active here across Argentina, and that's helping boost soil moisture reserves for pod developing soybeans.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Mark Russo. He's with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. Be very careful as you make your way through the next 2 days as that winter weather storm is making its way through the area. Have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.